What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Turning over to Europe and in the context of immigration, apparently the reality of what the open borders are doing to Europe has become so obvious that even attempts by the media to spin it or excuse it away or say just get used to it is no longer working. Germany and France are both reeling under refugee crime waves. Sweden is reeling under a rape epidemic. The welfare costs are huge because the refugees are coming on in. The first thing they do is they sign up for welfare, for free stuff. And still, the globalists are trying to argue for more refugees, more immigration. Bring all those people in. Blur the European identity. Because it's one of the key things the globalists need to do is destroy our individual regional sense of history and identity to make it easier to control us. Now, Pope Francis, boy, half of the stuff he says I really like, and then he goes off and says something just doesn't even make any sense. Apparently, Pope Francis has once again gone on the warpath against people who want to preserve what is left of Western civilization. In his New Year's address, instead of they're calling it the World Day of Peace instead of traditional feast day of the circumcision, Pope Francis once again labeled those who want to curb the coercive migration of third world people into Europe as sowers of violence, xenophobic, and that they racially discriminate. And so Pope Francis continued his criticism of immigration opponents as being guilty of demeaning the human dignity due to all sons and daughters of God. Now, a little bit of a reality check here. The vast majority of migrants are Muslim, who are mostly young males. They are not sons and daughters of the Christian God. Well, actually, technically, they're all the same God. It all began with Abraham's monotheistic religion. That's the beginning of Judaism. And then Joshua and his followers split off to become Christians. And then Muhammad and his followers split off to become the Muslims. But there is no doubt that by jamming so many Christians and Muslims together, you're increasing the probability that there will be friction. I mean, the Pope has to understand all these new immigrants coming on in, they're not going to be walking into the cathedrals and throwing change into those wooden bowls. It's just not going to happen. There may be a major upset going on over at the British Prime Minister's home. Apparently, she's going to assert her authority to sack a quarter of her current cabinet. They're telegraphing it's going to be a major, major reshuffle, although it's expected Boris Johnson, David Davis, Amber Rudd, and Philip Hammond will likely keep their current positions. But Theresa May is starting to feel the pressure over there. A little bit of good news. I'm sure you've seen it all over the independent media. Clive and Bundy and his sons are out of jail. And earlier today, a federal judge basically dismissed all the charges against the Bundys with prejudice. And what that means is the prosecutors cannot bring the case back to court. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro said there's going to be no new trial. The federal prosecutor's conduct was outrageous and violated the due process rights of the defendants. So the Bundys won this one, and whoever it was who was coveting their ranch property lost. Now, last week, when we were talking about the Snowmageddon that hit the East Coast, as opposed to the Icetageddon that's coming in this week, we were talking about over in Baltimore, where their schools are seriously dilapidated and run down, and students were going to school, and the temperature inside the school was like 40 degrees. They were having to sit at their desks with their parkas and their mittens and try and get some schoolwork done. Personally, I would have closed the schools on those days, knowing there was inadequate heat, if any heat at all. The good news is Baltimore residents started up a GoFundMe to buy heaters for these classrooms. And so that shows you what the community can do when the community gets together. And it's one of the more wonderful things about the internet is it does allow the community to organize itself to a much higher degree than ever before. And we don't need to be as dependent on the government to organize us. We can organize ourselves. There are natural leaders just walking around here. They'll pull the stuff together. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Great Britain, university scientists are considering what they're calling a vaccine against fake news. And no, this is not chemical in a needle they shoot into you. They're just using the phrase a vaccine. What they're trying to do is develop a teaching curriculum for media awareness by the media consumer. They're reteaching the lost art of critical analysis. And what they're basically planning to teach, it's not in the schools yet, is basically how to recognize false and misleading stories posted to social media. I'd say that would be very good if it works, because everybody online, you do have to be skeptical. There's a lot of lying going on out there, much of it by our own government. Okay, here's another one from the category of the kind of people who run your government. Apparently, a former attorney with the IRS Office of Professional Responsibility has pled guilty in U.S. District Court to conspiracy to distribute over 500 grams of methamphetamine. And apparently, this attorney, Jack Vitayanan, was arrested in February, I guess last year, on charges he conspired with people in Arizona and Long Island to distribute methamphetamine over a young number of years. Talk about breaking bad. For real life, breaking bad here. Last week we were talking about this horrible tragedy where there were these two players on Call of Duty playing over the network. One got angry with the other and swatted him, which means he called police near the home of his target and said, I'm in my home, I have a gun, I've got gasoline all over, I'm going to end it all. So the SWAT team shows up to this innocent man's home based on the phony phone call. The man opens the door and he's shot dead. Now the police are saying he made a threatening move toward his belt, the usual excuse. Fortunately, they found the guy who made the phone call, Tyler Ray Barris. He's 25 years old, lives in Los Angeles, and apparently this is his thing. He's been linked to many other hoax calls in Los Angeles and elsewhere before what happened in Kansas, and he even had a reputation for helping others gain revenge on rival players, making fake bomb threats and other hoaxes, and he's going to jail, as well he should. So let's talk about human-caused global warming, which Al Gore has now rebranded to the climate crisis. It's a crisis now. You better give me your money in the next 10 minutes or it's all over. We're all doomed. It is snowing in the Sahara Desert for the second winter in a row. Now, prior to last year's snowfall, it was 40 years ago they had any snow in the Sahara. Now we've had two winters back-to-back snow in the Sahara Desert. Now the cyclone, the snowstorm, has left, but it's dragging in behind it extremely cold air. And so the temperatures are dropping all over the eastern seaboard. Mount Washington in New Hampshire is the second coldest place on Earth as of this morning. Now, one climate scientist has stepped out from the crowd to acknowledge there's a cold crisis coming, and he's basing it on the theory that there is a 230-year solar cycle, because we've only been able to observe the sun scientifically for 100 years. It still needs confirmation, but he's saying the new one starts this year. And apparently this guy, John L. Casey, has been 100% accurate over the last 10 years on predictions of temperatures here on Earth. But the Carbonazis are not giving up. They're still trying to figure out some way they can convince you the Earth is warming, it's your fault, and you will atone by giving them your money and your obedience. And as you know, one of the big scare stories that we were seeing back in the 1990s when all of this was being fanned up, the ocean levels will rise. The coastal cities will be inundated. The polar bears will drown. Reality check, polar bears can swim. They can even float while asleep. And overall, ocean levels have not been rising. New York is still New York. Boston is still Boston. Los Angeles is still Los Angeles. So a couple of Dutch scientists have come out with a new theory. Yes, the ice and snow and the glaciers and the Arctic caps, they're all melting. They're pouring water into the ocean. But instead of sea levels rising, the floor of the ocean is sinking under the new weight from the water. Now, what is the ocean floor made of? Well, there's obviously a lot of scintillant material, sand, and organic debris. But the ocean floor is made of hardened volcanic bedrock, and it goes all the way down to the Earth's core. The idea that the Earth's oceans are seeing the bottom start to sink is flatly kind of ridiculous, and it shows how desperate they are to keep this fraud going just a little bit longer, because that is what it is. It's a snow job that they've been doing. And none of their doom and gloom predictions have come true. So they just come up with another reason why you should go on believing. Don't think, don't analyze, just believe. We'll tell you. Trying to keep their funding going, trying to emerge from this with their reputations intact. When you look at how many people committed to this hoax, Al Gore himself, Michael Mann, Hadley Climate Research Unit, Penn State, NASA, NOAA, all over the world. They've got a real problem. Everybody around them knows that to be the most generous, they were flat out wrong. That's bad for the credibility of a scientist. To be least generous, they were all going to cash in on this. They were all going to invest in carbon trading brokerages or green energy projects. By the way, there's a video on whatreallyhappened.com about one of these wonderful little windmills bursting into flames and exploding. All right, let's talk about computers. There's a lot going on with the computers. And basically, over at OpenBSD, Dirac is now saying the handling of these CPU bugs disclosures was incredibly bad, because apparently tier one companies got word of these bugs on the CPU chips quite a bit before it was made public. That's not responsible disclosure. It's selective disclosure. And basically everyone below tier one just got screwed out of this. Now, as you know, Microsoft has rushed out a patch to fix Spectre. And it was known ahead of time that on some of the computers, the performance hit might be as hard as 30%. It turns out, in a few cases, it's 100%. Microsoft's patch to fix Spectre is bricking some AMD PCs. This thing is just getting worse and worse and worse. Athlon-powered machines in perfect working order before the patch just will not work after it. The patch does not create a recovery point, so you can't do a rollback. And sometimes the machines come out where you can't even get to the rollback, to the system restore. And apparently even reinstalling the entire operating system does not seem to help. Frankly, at this point, the risk from a bad patch seems to be more dangerous than cybercrime. It's like, turn off the automatic updates before you get killed. All right, Intel has already been hit with three major lawsuits over the Meltdown bug. And it's three different class action lawsuits, because there's a lot of computers out there. Here's the part that really raises a gigantic question mark. Qualcomm has confirmed that its processors have the same security vulnerability disclosed last week in Intel, ARM, AMD, and IBM CPU cores. Okay, this doesn't sound like a bug. There are simply too many chip makers who have this same facility on the chip that allows outsiders in past all your software security. I think this is actually an NSA backdoor for the same functionality to show up in all of these chips from all these different companies. That can't be an accident. It can't be error. Okay, now, apparently, Pierre Cohen, a security researcher from Google's cloud security team on Wednesday, disclosed a vulnerability in the FTMP of AMD's platform security processor, dedicated processor for security. It's got a flaw. This resides on its 64-bit x86 processors and provides administrative functions similar to the management engine in Intel chipsets. And again, these things just have all these holes. I think it's deliberate. If you have a Western Digital MyCloud network attached storage device, you're going to have to learn how to update its operating system, because researcher James Burske has discovered a dozen different models were sold at the store with a hard-coded back door. In other words, there is a login and password that's literally burned into the machine. Can't be. It's in the operating system. And it lets anyone log in as user my D-Link BR Ion Ying with the password ABC12345CBA. And another friendly reminder, if you're running a router in your home, or if you got one for Christmas, change that default password. That'll help keep some of the nasties out. Now, as you know, Amazon's Alexa is one of these in-home assistants that you talk to, and it will do things for you. It's part of the Internet of Things, where if you have the appropriate up-to-date appliances, you can voice command them. And apparently, Amazon's Alexa can now control microwave ovens and will soon expand to conventional ovens. Gee, what could go wrong with Alexa listening to everything said around it? Be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about Amazon's Alexa and how it can now control your microwave oven. Eventually your conventional oven, you can see where there might be a problem. There have already been a number of instances where Alexa has overheard conversation in the room that Alexa thinks is directed at the unit and will make mistakes. And it's one thing if Alexa is just, you know, using the Internet of Things to turn lights on and off, but when you talk about an appliance that, if misused, can cause a problem, like a fire, there's an issue. And, of course, allow hackers to come on through and turn on your stove full blast. We're getting decadent with all this technology. I mean, I love technology when it works. I don't need a computer in every single thing in my life. I really don't. And I hope it's a fad. I think this is not really going to be the wave of the future. It's just another fad to try and get people to buy all brand new appliances, because my old appliance, oh my goodness, it's 4 years old and it won't talk to the computers. Okay. Real quick. All right. Now, Apple is looking at least 26 lawsuits over the issue of purposefully or secretly slowing down the older iPhones. And I can imagine people are very upset. Apple's excuse that it's trying to prolong the battery life as the battery gets older isn't carrying a lot of weight with people. The thought is that Apple is deliberately degrading the older iPhones each time a new iPhone comes on out in order to stimulate sales. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Meanwhile, apparently there's been another suicide at a factory that produces Apple's iPhones in China. And so a U.S.-based Chinese workers' rights organization is starting to look into that as well. Okay, let's see. I'm reading something somebody just sent me, asking whether the Raspberry Pi is vulnerable to these bugs. All right. Now, as you know, in last August, there was a white supremacist plowed through a crowd of protesters gathered in downtown Charlottesville, Virginia. And the attack injured around 20 people and killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. And the violent clashes that weekend, and we've seen them all over the country, basically have resulted in Emily Crow's to basically work on a system to try and find hate symbols on Twitter, to just scan Twitter and identify people who are preaching hate. Now, that raises an interesting question. Our privacy is protected by the Fourth Amendment. Of course, if you're posting on Twitter, you have no expectation of privacy. But the idea behind this system is they'll be able to identify people who ought to be looked at ahead of these things. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Listen,
Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I'm
here, but I can't hear you. I mean, I can hear you, but can you hear me?
I hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, you were talking about teachers teaching critical thinking to, I guess, the kids. And it got my attention because that's the part of that left side of the brain. If it's critical thinking, that can be controlled. Left brain thinking can be controlled by globalists, the powers that be, whatever. You know, there's been a real push in the last couple of years to define the left brain as a special connection to the force that out there that can produce miraculous results when we connect with the divine. It's the right brain that does. It's the left brain that is. We need it. But it can be controlled. The right brain is intrinsic to our nature. We come in with this natural ability to connect up and get all the answers we need. I just wanted to point that out because when they start telling them the critical thinking is the left brain and that's ego, Mike, it's dangerous because where there's reasoning, there's also the irrational. You know, I've said it before, and where there's logic, there's the illogical. That can be controlled.
Well, I think the model of left brain, right brain, and being able to say definitively the left brain does this and the right brain does that, I think it's kind of fallen out of fashion in current psychology thinking. It sounded good. The media liked to play with it. But I remember many, many years ago when the buzz phrase was the triune brain, which was the limbic system, the neocortex, and the cortex. And they were trying to use that to partition where certain thought was happening. But they've discovered with PET scans that actually different kinds of thinking happen all over the brain. Sherry, I got to let you go for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phone lines here, a little bit of an announcement. You're going to want to stay tuned to John Stedmiller's program, because Tom LaCovara will be live with John Stedmiller immediately following my show. And all the charges against the Bundys and its supporters have been dismissed. And apparently, more breaking news about all the people charged in connection with events around the ranchers' protests. Apparently, Donald Trump is going to be doing something as well. And we know that the charges against the Bundys themselves were dismissed with prejudice, means they cannot be tried again. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that program here. All right, let's go back to the telephones now. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
There you go, snack bar and all. And good thoughts to Claire as well. When you mentioned about the aspect of improving technology or causing people to want the next best thing online as far as technology goes, computerized or who knows what you want to call it for the household, it reminded me of one terrible aspect. Unfortunately, when I go to visit my sister-in-law and her husband's place, they have a fridge, and which is not bad. Except for a couple of twigs I wouldn't go for, one of which is if you have the doors open for maybe 15 seconds to a half minute, it will start going, making a dinging sound or whatever, saying as you've had doors open for too long and you're letting go of the cold air or whatever's in the fridge, that you've, you know, left it open for too long. And all of a sudden I end up hearing one of these that say, oh, you got the doors open too long, you need to close it. And I'm like, shove it. So, or
that would be my response as well. I don't want my appliances nagging me.
No. I mean, especially if I'm trying to go sort through a whole bunch of stuff that's on the shelf that doesn't belong to me to get to what I need to get to, yes, that's going to take me longer than 30 seconds to try to sort through that. So it's like, it really perturbs me when I think of that. So in a way, I almost dread going for a visit when I do have to deal with that kind of garbage. But apparently, if you're going to be sophisticated, trendy, and sexy about your appliances, well, that's sure one way to do it. Anyway, have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I most certainly would not have a refrigerator with a feature like that. The only time I would like an appliance to sound a buzzer or a bell is if something is going wrong that requires my intervention. And leaving that refrigerator door open doesn't ramp up to it, mostly because the door is on a spring return to close, or at least ours is. It's like her. I'll go into the refrigerator. Sometimes I have to move a lot of stuff around to get what I want. Really, it's our technology is getting decadent. And I think we should maybe move toward simpler, more elegant, better, easier to use in the future. Caller into the show earlier was talking about the Consumer Electronics Show. And apparently LG was showing off these robots to replace human workers in hotels, airports, and supermarkets. Now, LG said these are concept robots, which means they're demonstrators to see what interest is out there. They are not yet for sale. In fact, the LG spokesman there said they're a long way from ready to go public. But again, I think we're heading down a very troublesome road here. If we want this economy to come back, if we want the economy to revive, us ordinary people out here have to be able to trade our skills and labor for decent wages and salaries to pump back into the system. That's just a reality. Every time a store fires their staff and replaces them with automation, that's somebody else's customers who are no longer going to be able to be customers. Anybody who thinks about this realizes this can only lead to another economic crisis down the road. Problem with money junkies is they think in the next quarterly report and past that, they really don't care. Especially the executives who are getting close to retirement. Just go along with the flow, go along with this. It's going to be somebody else's problem. Now, as you know, Tesla is unfortunately dealing with some problems, financial problems. Not a lot of people buying their cars because they are pricey and people just don't have the money. Other issues are the availability of a charging station and the fact that Tesla's current battery takes a long time to charge. They are nice cars, though. But they've got competition. And Byton in China has just unveiled their car. They describe it as more intelligent than humans. I'm sure that's marketing hype. It's estimated to cost at $45,000. It has a 300-mile range, facial recognition, which I hope works better than Apple's, and a 50-inch dashboard touch screen. That's a lot of touch screen. And it also has gesture recognition, where you can have a gesture that controls things in the car. Level 3 autonomous features. And apparently, Byton is saying it's a crossover SUV. Will get more than 300 miles on a charge and will charge quickly. So apparently, they're getting hold of that new battery breakthrough from, I think it was Toshiba, came up with this new breakthrough in the batteries. So they're going to roll them out next year, 2019, in China. They'll be here in the United States in 2020. So that will be kind of cool. Now, as you know, Germany recently passed an online hate speech law. And the law was meant to curtail online hate speech, specifically directed against the Muslims. But according to Germany's top-selling and most popular newspaper, Bild, the new German law is actually stifling free speech and making martyrs out of anti-immigrant politicians whose posts are being deleted. See, that's it. If you oppose George Soros' open borders policy, that's hate speech under this German law. And the law took effect on the 1st of January, and they can impose fines of up to 50 million euros. That's $60 million on sites that fail to remove hate speech promptly and threatens the profitability of such social media giants as Twitter and Facebook. And apparently it is not popular with the German people as well. The sentiment is, spare us the thought police. Now, let's get back to Jeff Sessions and his war on marijuana. I think he's doing it to help protect the profits of the alcohol and tobacco industry. I think he's doing it visibly to make it look like he's actually behaving like an attorney general, even as he continues to run what appears to be more protection for the Clintons and their cronies. But he's basically waging war on cannabis, trying to force the federal prosecutors to go into the states that have decriminalized or legalized marijuana, either medically or recreationally, and start imposing federal law on them. At the same time, apparently, the Department of Justice has granted the manufacturer of fentanyl a monopoly on synthetic tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the intoxicating portion of the plant. So what we're seeing here really is they're getting rid of the natural plant of marijuana while getting ready to sell you a bottled version of it for money. And we have seen this process for many, many years in this country. Take away something that people can make for themselves, force them to buy it from a corporation. And that is what appears to be happening here. Now, out in Colorado, the U.S. attorney there is saying that there will be no changes on the marijuana enforcement. Colorado's top federal prosecutor is saying they will not alter their approach to enforcing marijuana. So this is a contentious issue. And again, if we have any rights at all, we have a right to decide what goes in and does not go into our body. And I understand there are dangerous drugs out there, including at your pharmacy. But I think if a person wants to smoke an intoxicant or drink an intoxicant, that's their choice. That's freedom, as long as they do so responsibly and don't hurt anybody else. But we're seeing these ridiculous laws being passed. Can't grow food on your own property. Can't collect rainwater on your own property. You have to buy water from the water company. You have to buy food from the supermarket. It's this driving down the American people to a situation of total dependence on the corporate supply structure. And where we have the danger, if the economy really does collapse, that supply structure is going to be gone and Americans are not going to be prepared to fend for themselves. We're going to take a phone call. Kevin from West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. What's on my mind is the Bundy thing, and also Steve Bannon's on my mind. Bundy's, about their decision being thrown out of the courts. Absolutely think that's a great thing. The devil's in the details, and they probably did do some crimes, but what they're being charged with, I'm glad to see it thrown out, because it shows to me there's a little semblance of the judiciary system working somewhat. Not all yes. the way, but somewhat.
Okay. I agree with you. That was the right decision to do. The Bureau of Land Management has been exceeding its authority because of the enclave clause of the Constitution.
That and what is it? Where they the Native American Antiquities Act, where they can just grab and seize land. Steve Bannon.
Yes.
I called in about this a while ago, and my warning was you're going to see the alt-right alternative media starting to fracture and infight a little bit. I feel personally betrayed by Bannon because I was a supporter of his, and he's one of the ones that got me on the Trump train. And I greatly feel disappointed and greatly feel personally like, you know, I'm taking this personal. I think he's a traitor. I do. I don't know what your thoughts on that is. I mean, I know the book's fake. But or is this some type of 3D chess that him and Trump are playing to get people? But I hate to see this infighting with Breitbart. I mean, regardless or not, he's got to go or there's going to be no Breitbart.
I agree with that as well. And I think the problem here is most ordinary people like you and I, you cannot really appreciate how egotistical people in high positions can get. I saw a lot of it in Hollywood, okay? And I think in this case, Steve Bannon let his ego get the better of him. I mean, he was rising to the peak of power in this country, was inside the White House. He was being allowed to sit in on cabinet meetings. And then all of a sudden, he gets fired. And I think he just allowed himself to let his wounded ego take over. And it may be during that particular time period that Michael Wolff interviewed him. And because it just doesn't make any sense that Bannon would do this, there's no gain for him. Now, it was damaging to Trump. It was damaging to Bannon. And Bannon has apologized, but too little too late. But I see this more as a sign of emotional behavior rather than a rational, well-thought-out operation of some kind.
Yeah, one of the other questions that I had, and this was just a thought, and I'll leave it at that, is he paid opposition by Hillary?
Well, it's hard to see what Hillary would gain by paying Steve Bannon to go on the attack. I mean, I certainly think that's probably where the book itself came from. But Hillary is, if she runs again, and I think she's thinking about it, she can't run until 2020. So it's a little too early for this kind of stunt. Normally you want to do this kind of smear job just before the election, like where they had that $700,000 they gave to that feminist attorney to find women to accuse Donald Trump of sexual assault. That was right before the election. That's where you time these things.
And with Hillary, too, Uma, her cousin, that's one step away from Hillary's bedroom. So I wonder if the precedent's been set there. You know, and the attack dogs are getting ready to go after Clinton Foundation. I hope. I keep having my hopes up, but, you know, we'll see, right?
Well, we'd all like to see it happen. But again, you need to understand that at the core of all of these people, there is that CIA gun and drug running and other corruption, including the Clinton Foundation. And who knows what else that has stayed off the radar. Plus what appear to be a whole bunch of murders. And if all of that were to come on out, the American people would immediately reject the federal government and it would collapse like the Soviet Union. I think that's going to happen. The only question is when. But until it actually does happen, you can count on this government to just do everything it needs to do to protect itself and to keep lying to you and trying to convince you that the federal government is an essential necessity for your continued life and well-being, which I don't agree with. We don't need a government that's anywhere near this large. This government absorbs. If we had back the wealth this government absorbs from us, we'd all be sitting pretty. There wouldn't be any homeless or hungry people in the streets.
Totally, absolutely agree. I mean, it's slavery by dependency is exactly what it is. It's a high-tech form of being put on the plantation.
Yes, you know, and you're absolutely right.
I mean, you know, I've told you before, I'm blind. I mean, and I'm dependent on $733 a month for Social Security. I wish I didn't have that. I wish I could get out and get a job and do something, because I know I can be productive. But here I am, you know, one of these people that has, I mean, I don't have to take the handout, but it does help. But, you know, that's the type of average everyday Americans that are struggling in this country.
Well, like I said, if we had back most of that money that the federal government takes from us to give to Israel, to give to the war machine, to give to Wall Street, there would be plenty of money to help our disadvantaged citizens. There wouldn't be homeless. There wouldn't be hungry. People who have had some kind of an accident would be taken care of. But there's no money left. Anyway, listen, Kevin, I got to let you go. And we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
have yet to come to the realization that the current medical industrial complex is really all about the money. And if you want proof of that, let's look at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which presents itself as an agency of the U.S. government. But in point, in fact, it is not. CDC is listed as a business on the U.S. Stock Exchange. You can buy stock in the CDC. There's a Dun & Bradstreet report about it. They're a for-profit business, and most of their business is coming from these vaccine manufacturers. This is going to get us on to this flu that's going around, and it is a nasty one, and it just seems to linger on. Claire's still dealing with it, and it's jamming emergency rooms in California and across the country. This thing is nasty. It is putting people in the hospital. It is killing people. And so if you start to run a fever, get to your care provider. Don't be brave and say, I'm tougher than it is, because the virus is going to come back and say, no, you are not. That's what happened with Claire. She delayed getting adequate care, and she had the flu, and it turned into bronchitis, almost turned into pneumonia, and came very close to going into the hospital. She is much better today. We'll probably be on the show on Friday. But I put this out here because it is a nasty one. It took everybody by surprise. And it stands in sharp contrast to back in 2009 when the media was full of the new swine flu threat. I called it the when pigs fly flu, because the genome of that pathogen combined elements from porcine, avian, and human sources. Kind of hard to think about how that got all mixed up together. And, of course, the makers of Tamiflu made a lot of money out of it. And in the end, that flu in 2009 actually turned out to be rather mild. This one is very serious. I have heard estimates of the effectiveness of the current flu shot on this flu going from 10% to zero. So please, if you start to feel ill, if you start to run a fever, go and see your doctor or get to your nearest urgent care. And certainly don't walk around the neighborhood spreading it to other people. But apparently it did spike sharply in late December, which is when we had it. And it's spreading all over the place here. Okay, for those of you who use the Raspberry Pi, little tiny Unix computers, of which I'm one of them, apparently because of the architecture of the Raspberry Pi, it is immune to the Spectre and Meltdown backdoors. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Remember to stay on this dial. Listen to John Steadmiller. He's got a lot of important information about the Bundy case. So you're going to want to hear this. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.